Dictation for Cecily Tillman. C is C I L Y, T like Tom, I L L M A N. Cecily Tillman. Date of birth 6/7/1990. Date of accident 10/18/2022. Date of service is 2/6/2022. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today. She reports of ongoing pain in the neck, in the right side of the back, and also lower back, especially all on the right side, including the right tailbone. She reports of radiation of pain in the right arm and right leg posteriorly and laterally up to the knee. These are numbness and tingling. She's also seeing a psychiatrist at Rubik's Mental Health for a formal treatment for depression, anxiety. She's also seeing Dr. Mohan for possible. She just had a test for the sacroiliac joint patency that was found to be blown out and needed repair. A plan is to do a PRP injection first, possibly stem cell, possibly a fusion of the sacroiliac spine. So we'll leave it to Dr. Mohan and her to deal with directly. We have also discussed the issue of spinal cord stimulation. Her pain is varying from 8 to 9 in various areas. Although the good news is that she is able to find a job, which is a Zoom job where she'll be able to do without being present at the location. She's also able to do her exercise. She's able to do light, gym. And so her ADLs are allegedly affected up to 9, and 92% to 100% relief is also reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADL for the system review, additional history, for the substance abuse, and for compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 118 over 85, pulse of 82, and pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from 1/9/2024, dictation number 0116-031. The plan is the patient is now seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan and Dr. Ramakrishna, for a possible surgery. SI joint is being tested. We did discuss the issue of a piriformis muscle spasm. That is a possibility, but not so sure. And if SI joint surgery and procedures do not help her, then a piriformis muscle could be in spasm. She is being directed to a physical therapy for possible laser treatment and diagnosis of piriformis muscle. She is also seeing a neurologist who has put her on a Topramax, which is fine with us. She also has an EMG of the right upper extremities for possible weakness. She's being referred to Dr. Redden, Louis Redden, for possible spinal cord stimulation discussion. She's also seeing a chiropractor besides physical therapy. And she's... also doing a neuropsych therapy for her head injury, which is improving. And she's also seeing a psychiatrist and neurologist. So medication-wise, she's being provided medications of Mobic 7.5 milligram two times a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression, panic as well as depression. Neurontin is being provided 600 milligram twice a day. For healing of the nerve pain, radiculopathy that she is complaining. Xanax 0.5 milligram at night, 30 tablets are being provided for help with the anxiety. Percocet is being provided 325 once a day, 30 tablets, PRN for pain relief. Patient is also reviewed for the MABs. Her new labs have been ordered. Lidocaine gel has been provided to her for topical pain relief. It appears that the patient is satisfied with our care. We have already done all the injection treatment, which included 3 cervical, 4 lumbar epidural, and 2 sacroiliac joint injection, and suprascapular nerve injection also was provided. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.